From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Trump administration's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has at long last made its decision to add a work requirement to certain low-income people if they want to keep getting health insurance through Arkansas's version of Medicaid expansion known as Arkansas Works. The announcement was made on Monday. CMS Director Seema Verma personally hand-delivered the federal agency's letter to Governor Asa Hutchinson to grant the state's request.
It's my aim and the aim of this administration with President Trump and Secretary Azar to really change how CMS is working with states. We are committed to working with states and being true partners and helping them get to where they want to go.
It's been nearly a year since the governor first requested and the legislature backed the work requirement waiver. It'll impact some 70,000 Arkansans out of 268,000 or so enrolled through Medicaid expansion.
And this is good news for Arkansas because this is not about punishing anyone. It's about giving people an opportunity to work. It's to give them the training that they need. It's to help them to move out of poverty and up the economic ladder. That is the objective of it.
The Obama administration routinely denied work requirements, saying they were antithetical to the whole point of Medicaid, which is to make sure that poor people have access to health insurance. The Trump administration, though, has already granted Kentucky and Indiana a work requirement add-on, but Governor Hutchinson promises that Arkansas will be the first state to actually implement the new concept.
And that is because we're ready with our systems. This will be going fairly quickly, and we've got our processes down.
And it'll be carried out in two phases. The first group is for 30 to 49-year-olds. They'll first be notified March 15th of this year and will be required to begin work-related activities on June 1st if they want to keep Medicaid coverage. About 39,000 people don't meet current exemptions, though they might when they verify it with the state. Enrollees must obtain 80 hours of work a month in some combination of work, school, volunteering, job training, or job searching. CMS Director Verma says reasonable exemptions have been made.
People that have substance abuse disorder, there are exemptions for parents that perhaps are taking care of a child, and there's also some age exemptions as well. So I think they've done a really good job of thinking through some of the individuals that may or may not be able to participate in the workforce and in community engagement.
And then in 2019, another 30,000 enrollees, this time between the ages of 19 and 30, will face the same new restrictions on insurance coverage. While the governor and Director Verma believe the work requirement will get people to have gainful employment and move them to career training and to employer-based healthcare, hopefully, others, like the American Lung Association and Marquita Little, the health policy director at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, aren't so sure.
So it definitely is potentially punitive in nature should a person fail to meet the requirement, or if they just fail to certify or confirm that they're exempt. And I think it's three times that they can miss that. And we know that as the systems become more complex, oftentimes that alone creates barriers. And so our concern is that someone who might even meet the exemption fails to confirm it, and they would potentially lose their coverage for the remainder of the year.
Federal approval of these new restrictions to the Affordable Care Act enabled expansion of Medicaid comes at a time when Republicans in the Arkansas legislature are struggling to secure enough votes among their own caucus to reauthorize the program. Senate Majority Leader and next session's Senate President Jim Hendren, who happens to be a nephew of the governor's, says he doesn't know if these new restrictions will be enough to get conservative Republicans to support it this week.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get people to give me a straight answer, and people keep asking me, and I'm like, I can't get definite answers. I think it will help, and it will get us closer. But whether or not it's going to push us over the edge, we probably won't know until the vote is cast. So we need a little drama around here, right?
The legislature has to annually approve the State Department of Human Services budget, which includes Medicaid, with a 3/4 vote. Republicans control supermajorities in the State House and Senate, though the Senate has three vacancies, all Republicans this fiscal session, one due to death, another due to resignation for criminal activity, and another member left to take a post in the Trump administration. And while the state got its work requirement waiver granted, CMS did not give the go-ahead on a second item proposed by the governor last year to reduce eligibility from those earning 138% of the federal poverty level down to 100%. Director Verma didn't officially deny that waiver request, was more of a non-denial denial.
We're still working through some issues in that particular area, but we wanted to move forward on the community engagement and work requirement piece.
And that may be a sore spot for some conservative lawmakers hoping to hold out for that, but that's a bright spot for Marquita Little. It could have jeopardized insurance coverage for 60,000 Arkansans.
We know that these are some of the most vulnerable Arkansans and some of the families that are struggling the most at this income range. And our criticism of that policy was based on the fact that there's so much uncertainty happening at the federal level as it relates to the healthcare system that we just could not guarantee that the marketplace would offer a comparable, affordable coverage option for those people if they had been immediately ineligible for Arkansas Works.
The Joint Budget Committee is expected to vote this morning on the appropriation that funds Medicaid expansion. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.